Harriet Kamek, the whole stuff down to earth, the show in which we talk about the issues that matter. And today I'm going to talk about Faith Cometh. I think in our world today, we need to perhaps have a reintroduction to faith, or perhaps we need to have faith in the right place. Faith in God is what I'm talking about. We don't recognize it, but we do have faith. We believe every time that we start our cars that it will turn on. We believe that when we get home and open the garage door, it's going to work as it is supposed to. Yeah. We also believe that things in our society are supposed to work. So when we get to work, the building is going to open. We believe that when you call the police, they're going to show up. We believe that while you're driving on the streets are supposed to be clean. So we do have faith. We do have faith in the mechanisms of government. We have faith in the mechanism of systems. We believe that those things work. But do we have faith in God? That seems to be the absence that we're dealing with. And how does faith come? Well, we're going to find out today how faith comes and where we should put our faith and why it's important to have faith in God. And I'm going to use as my text Romans chapter 10 and 17. It's a well-known passage. It's a well-known verse. We perhaps have even recited it by rote without realizing the full implications of it. But I'm going to take you into the scriptures and read it this morning to build up our faith and to reignite our faith. It's not that we don't have faith. We just need to reignite our faith. Amen? Amen. Thank you so very much. My name is Harriet Kamek, and I want to welcome you to our broadcast today. In addition to being the host of Down to Earth, I'm also an author, a minister, and I'm the founder of the Exodus Foundation. For more information on why we do what we do, go to our website, theexodusfoundation.com, where we seek to provide services to women who are fleeing intimate partner violence and those who are fleeing human and sex trafficking. So go to our website to see how you can be a part of the movement to help women in our community who need our help. We desperately need help to help those who cannot help themselves. If you and I are askance at the rate of inflation, I went to the grocery store yesterday and I'm still reeling, y'all. My daughter says I literally had beads of sweat running down my back and on my face. She thought it was hilarious. It wasn't hilarious when I was standing there. So imagine what it must be like for someone who is trying to run away from violence in their homes and they have nowhere to go and no money to do so. So help us to get the job done. I implore you, go to our website, theexodusfoundation.com, to find out more information about who I am and how long we've been doing this. You're welcome to visit harrietkamek.tv. Amen? Amen. So I want to take you into the scriptures this morning and to talk about Faith Cometh. And we're using Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. And I want to pay homage to one of the giants of the faith who passed recently. It seems the giants are falling. It seems the people who hold up our society are falling. As we look around our community, you can identify giants in your community. And you say, well, so-and-so passed. So-and-so was a teacher, was an elementary school teacher, a school principal. So-and-so was a counselor. So-and-so was a member of the community, the PTA, the community block association. And they are just passing. Well, look at it this way. If the giants are passing, that means they have passed the mantle on to you and I. It's now up to you and I to pick up the mantle, to continue it, to hand it over to the next generation. So it's now up to us to pick up those mantles, whether those mantles were community leadership, whether those mantles were school leadership, whether those mantles were leadership politically, whatever they are, pick up the mantle and move with it. In this case, I'm paying homage to Jerry Savelle, Pastor Jerry Savelle, who pastored for many years. He's from Texas, y'all. And when I tell you that a man preached faith, him and others, when I lived in Central Florida, they preached faith into me so that I had faith enough to know that faith cometh, to believe God that I would exit that violent situation. And I just have to stop for a minute and just give you that testimony. Just yesterday, I was in a group of people and I began to tell the story of how I got over. I began to tell the story of how I lived in violence. And it was in that moment that I realized how great the deliverance was that God had executed for me in bringing me out of the physical and emotional violence that I lived in, so that I can sit here today and talk to you about faith coming. And I give all praise to God in the name of Jesus for lifting us up out, for bringing us through, and for helping us. And for people who preached faith into us, and sometimes they may not have occupied a big stage, they may not have been on a platform, but they held your hand, they squeezed, they made a phone call for you, they referred you to someone else. Thank you so much for all the help that you have given out through the years to those who are in need. Amen? Amen. So I want to turn in the scriptures this morning to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And I want to read from the New King James Version. And here is where it says, here it is written, you will find these words written. And it says in verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'll read that one more time. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Father, in Jesus' name, let me decrease so that you might increase. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart find acceptance in your sight, our Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. We pray for someone watching and someone listening today that they find strength in you, that they find faith to continue on the journey, that despite the things that have been said, despite the pain in their bodies, despite the sickness that the doctor has given them, that they will find faith to believe you for a good outcome, despite someone getting a negative report, despite someone getting a denial of a loan. In the name of Jesus, reverse it and send faith now cometh by this word, by hearing the word of God, that people will get up, that your friends and my brothers and sisters now, oh God, will feel that they can get up and walk in faith, believing God that at every turn, he will turn it around. He will turn it in your favor. He will overshadow you and give you a supernatural, expeditious, overnight deliverance in Jesus' mighty name. And someone says, amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So there are four things I want us to take away. Number one is that have faith in God. It is imperative that we place our faith in God. We live in a world today where it's not even politically correct to talk about God. They want to shut down voices that are speaking up. They want to shut down voices that are talking about God, because God is God, whether we like it or not. I don't always like the things that God does. I don't always like the fact that God chooses to discipline even me or to show me that he's a caring parent. But what I do know is that we need to have faith in God. We need to stop looking to man for and expect a man to deliver us. Our Messiah is Jesus Christ. Our Messiah is not a political leader. Our Messiah is not our bank accounts. We've all seen, most of us who have worked, let's say you started working when you were 18 or 21 after you graduated college, and you saved up money and you thought $1 million that you saved up, and now you're 67 and 68, ready to retire, and you thought that was money enough, only to find that inflation has eaten up the value of your $1 million. So $1 million today is like having $100,000. That's the buying power that it has. Houses today are worth exponentially more than they have ever been worth in the name of Jesus. I looked at median home values on 100 cities in Michigan, and I'm wondering to myself, how are y'all paying your mortgage? You earn $70,000 a year for a family of four, but the value of your house is $365,000. How are you paying that mortgage? How are you paying the mortgages and you have retired? So all the money that you have saved up in your 401k, because they took pensions out, right? Remember that? 40 years ago, they took pensions out. So now we have to have 401ks. That means it's based on what Wall Street determines the value should be. And Wall Street determines that you need more paper and more paper and more paper. So the money is like paper. It has no value. Am I speaking the truth here? So imagine what it must feel like. So you're saying to yourself, how am I going to retire? My kid is still in college. I took out a second mortgage on my home to send my kid to medical school, to send my kid to law school, to get my kid a PhD. They took on an additional burden of $80,000 to $100,000. And now the piper has to be paid. And you're looking at yourself and you're literally losing your mind. You're saying, what am I going to do? Are you like most of us? We go to the grocery store and you look in your cart and inflation eats out the value of your money. Yesterday, I went to the grocery store. I kid you not. This is my story. $99.46. And there were four bags in the cart. I kid you not. I didn't buy lobster tail, filet mignon. No. $99.46. What does that tell us? Something is wrong. We're going to have faith in God to get us through this. We're going to have to believe God. Right now, we're on tentacles. I see the worry on people's faces. People are uncomfortable because they don't know what is going to happen after the elections here in November. People are worried. Don't put your trust in a man. Have faith in God. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. What we're going to have to do is be old-fashioned just like our ancestors did. In times of uncertainty, when they went through the Great Depression, when they went through World War I, when they went through the Spanish flu, when they went through World War II, do you know what they did? They put their faith in God. They recognized that trusting man, we're not finite creatures. We're not infinite. We have a time frame and a time limit, and we can only do so much because we only have so much power. It is better to put your trust in God. Now, I know that people are saying there is no God. That is a lie from the pit of hell. That doesn't even make sense, does it? Think about it. Does it make sense? Have you seen anybody who has died and get up and walk out of that grave and come back? That's the first thing that you should know. Have you ever seen it? No, everyone who lives today, did they exist 1,000 years ago, 900 years ago, 800 years ago? So how then can you dismiss the presence of God? And we've been talking about gods for what? Generations, for centuries, for millennia. Do you see now? So anybody who's going to tell you, make fun of your faith, that you have faith in God, dismiss them. You, as an individual, put your trust in God. Have faith in God. The second thing you're going to do right here is believe. You're going to believe in God. And I'm going to tell you why. So 30 years ago, it was me. I was living in Central Florida. I was married to a man who told me he loved me and he would take care of me. But his taking care of me meant that he was going to use his fists. Control and power, and people want to control human beings, and you must do what they say, and boom, 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 when you don't, it's just fist, 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 when you don't. It became untenable to live. At the time, I had a young child, and I also was an immigrant. So how was I going to get out of that without his help? Here comes faith. Faith came by the word of God and hearing by the word of God. People on Christian television who told me to believe, to have faith in God. God is going to work it out for you. God is going to help you. Believe God and have faith. I did not stop believing. Would you believe within 3 years I exited that violent marriage? Would you believe? I came out of it with my life intact. I didn't care if I had anything else. I lost money. Of course, he made sure all the money disappeared that was supposed to send our daughter to college. He made sure all of that disappeared. But you know what? I still had my life because God had a plan for my life. You know what the plan was? To sit here today to tell you that faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Do you see how powerful faith is? I believed in faith. Now, the Bible says in Hebrews that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, look at it. I had faith in God. The evidence of things not seen, I couldn't see my deliverance. I couldn't see it yet, but faith was the substance of all the things I hoped for, my deliverance, my freedom. And the evidence of things not seen, I didn't see it yet, but I believed. This is why you must have faith. And how does faith come? Faith coming by listening to faith preachers over and over. I'm not talking, I know you're going to hear people say make a contribution to my ministry and so on. The fact of the matter is these lights have to stay on. The fact of the matter is that we have to pay for distribution because nobody is saying, oh, you can put us on TV without it not costing you anything. Nobody is saying you can distribute this without it not costing something. So they're going to ask you for contributions to help. That is okay, but listen to the message not the messenger. Listen to what the faith says over and over. The fourth thing I want you to remember is that faith is like a muscle. The more you work it, the stronger it believes, until after a while, it's like you're floating on air. I used to say that I literally, faith for me was like jumping off a cliff and just knowing that instead of landing, I was going to float. I was going to fly. Years ago, after leaving that violent marriage, I knew that I had a calling on my life. And I decided to pursue the calling. The time came in 2009 to pursue the calling. And I decided to go on radio to start my radio ministry. That's how I started in broadcast. No one knew me. They weren't going to hire me to put me on a radio station. So I didn't know anybody. But I knew God. And having faith in God led me to one man who led me to another. He was a Muslim man. He's now gone on to be with the Lord. Led me to a Muslim man who sent me to radio. And before you know it, I was on radio broadcasting and preaching the gospel. You ready for this? 6 years after exiting that violent relationship. Now, you tell me that faith in God doesn't work. Do you see what I mean? If you have faith and believe, and right now where you are, you're looking at yourself and you're saying, how, Harriet, how can I have faith? I'm surrounded by bills and all the bills are around you. You and I are in the same boat. You will always have bills. I have bills. If you go to my kitchen table, it looks just like yours. Surrounded by bills that need to be paid, grabbing my attention. But what I have is faith. And I live with people. So you can just imagine that my faith is not always what? Because faith is invisible. The strength of it is the invisibility of it. Because my faith is invisible, it is what? In direct contradiction to the people around me. They'd be like, why are you so sure that this is going to be done? Have faith in God. Have faith that God will work it through. The God of the universe will come to your help. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Put yourself in a position where you hear the word of God over and over on repeats. When I am struggling and I have things that I must get done and I don't know how I'm going to do it and the money hasn't shown up or even the path forward to the money hasn't shown up, I go and listen to faith preached by people who are giants in it, who have gone through stuff. The problem that we have today, some of these folks are not talking about their experiences. They're not talking about what it took out of them to be them. Me, as for me, I'm just this old-fashioned country girl, so I'm just going to tell you like it is, and I'm just as transparent as can be. I'm going to show you, and I'm going to tell you that had it not been for the Lord who was on my side, I wouldn't be sitting here today. I could not be talking about faith, and all in agreement say amen. I could not be sitting here today had it not been for faith in God. God is great. God will bring us through. Whatever you're thinking right now, that we don't know the outcome of our country on the other side of November when the elections are called, trust in God that He will bring us through it. Trust in God that He will take us through the moments that we will go through before we get to the victory. Trust that God will take you out. So you went to the doctor. So they told you they see a mass. They have faith that that mass will dissolve in the name of Jesus. Believe God. And if God calls it and says, this is it, this is the end of your days, then say, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm going to trust you that the next time I wake up and see your face. Have faith in God. You have a child who is acting crazy. Who among us haven't had that? Who among us haven't done the best that we have done for our children? Who among us have not done the things that we should do? And they run in the opposite direction. Have faith in God. Listen to the word of faith over and over and over until your strength becomes like a muscle and it gets stronger every time you use it. Try out your faith. God is faithful. Try Him out. He's faithful. He will respond. So say, Lord, I don't know how we're going to pay this mortgage this month, but I'm going to trust you that come the 1st of May, this mortgage will be paid. And you test Him. And what you find is your faith becomes strong. You're like, surprised. It did come through. So you said, Lord, I have this other bill. I have this other situation. I don't know what's going to happen. And then before you know it, your faith builds like a muscle. Have you ever seen a bodybuilder? For them to look so pumped up and full of it, what happens? They have to what? Lift that thing, that weight every day. The more they lift it, is the more they build it. Frankly, I'm lifting mine and I can feel a little something right here, right now. I need to continue building, right? You know, as we get older, we want that firm muscle because muscle helps to regenerate our cells. Well, that's the same thing with faith. Every time you use it, it's regenerating your belief in God, that He, the God of the universe, that He's going to take us through. Have faith in God. The Bible says faith cometh. It means that faith will come. It means that when something happens, you may not have faith right in that moment. You may not have it right then and there. But if you keep thinking about it, have faith in God. So you go to bed at night and you're like, I really don't even know if I'm going to go to work tomorrow. I don't have the gas to go to work. I don't know if the credit card is going to go through. I don't think there is any money. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's 10 days between now and payday. We all have issues. Have faith in God. Have faith. Go to your bed at night and say, Lord, I trust you that when I wake up tomorrow morning, this problem will go away. Identify the problem. Identify what it is that you're going to God for. Go down on your knees and pray. Some of you say, well, Harriet, I'm married and I can't leave my spouse at night to go down. You go in the bathroom? Are you alone in the bathroom? Go down right there. Are you alone in the kitchen? Go down on your knees right there. Find the time to sit down. I have also found one of the best times to praise the Lord is, guess when? Driving to work on your commute. That's right. Driving to the supermarket. You alone are in the car. Just start praying. So, Lord, I really don't know. It doesn't have to be formally structured. It's a good thing that some, the church at Rome, created structured prayers. Yes, they're good. They're good for certain times in our lives. But there are some things that you need help right now. Say, God, help me. You're going to the supermarket and it's going to be, you only have, like yesterday it was me, $99.46. I kid you not. I kid you not. Seriously? $99.46 for 4 bags. I almost lost it. Beads of sweat falling off my forehead. My daughter said she felt sorry for me. I kid you not. I couldn't believe it either. 4 bags for $99.46. So I said to my daughter, how are people feeding their children? Because children are hungry all the time. I remember when my children were young. How are people feeding their children? And I said, you got to have faith that God is going to help you even in that. Your faith is like a muscle. Practice your faith. Listen to the word of faith. I know we're listening to books on tape as we drive and so on. But you've got to have something that builds up your faith. Your faith is like a reservoir. What is happening to us now is that our faith is depleted because we haven't been filling up our tanks. You've got to fill up your tank of faith. There is faith to believe God for everything. You know, the Bible says you have faith like a mustard seed. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? I actually went to look it up once. A mustard seed is so tiny, it's almost invisible to the naked eye. Well, 50-year-old eyes right here, and most things would be invisible to them. Amen? But think about it. If faith like a mustard seed, then you build it from there until you have faith to believe God for the big things. Before you know it, you won't even realize that you actually are trusting God. You actually have put your trust in God. So you're saying to me, Harriet, how do you know that this works? So remember my ex-husband. Remember that he took all the money out of our accounts and we had no money to send my daughter to college. And I had to run from that marriage and run from that situation. Yeah. So one of the first questions you ask yourself is, how am I going to live? How am I going to send my daughter to school? How is everything going to work out? Faith became a muscle. I surrounded myself with faith. I literally spent time in church. People thought I was going to church. They could not understand how much I needed God. I needed God so badly that I literally felt like the only time God would hear me would be in church. So I was in church a lot. I learned to pray a lot. I learned to listen to music singing about God a lot. Whether it's Christian rock, I love Christian rock. Whether it's gospel, I love gospel. Whether it's old time gospel, whether it's old time Christian singing about God, I learned to listen because faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Guess what happened? 3 weeks before my daughter was due to be on a college campus, excellent child, has the greatest grades, has smart, everyone is believing God for this. Everybody is like, this child is going places. She's so smart. She's so this. We still didn't have our green cards yet. 3 weeks before she was due on the campus, I'm going to cry, of Michigan State University, all that faith paid off. God came through. Exactly what he promised. What did he tell me? He said, Harriet, if you trust me, if you put your trust in me, if you have faith to believe me, I'm going to work it out. It took almost 20 years, but it worked out. It was 15 years. It worked out. She was admitted. And there she was getting the letter from Michigan State University. Have faith in God. That was the biggest thing to my life at the time. To get her, after all was said and done, because my ex-husband told me, oh, you're going to leave? After this, he beat me up. Even the courts agreed. Even the police said, the police were like, don't touch her. Don't go back. He violated restraining orders. But the Lord said, have faith in me. Have faith in God. And that's what took us through. There she is. So today, you know what is the praise report? Not only did she graduate Michigan State University, but she also went on to law school. So the money that was to take her to college and to take her through law school that he took, oh, God replaced it. God put it back. She went through and she graduated. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, where is your faith? Have faith and believe God. If I could believe God and he came through 3 weeks before she was due on campus, 3 weeks before she was admitted, 3 weeks before the date that she was admitted, God came through and answered and delivered on the promise. What am I saying to you? Believe God with everything in you. Have faith in God. Listen to the word of faith over and over. Listen to broadcasts like this over and over and over again. And have faith in God, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Not the enticing words of man. Not man prettying up the words, not the words of man. The word of God is what is going to take us through the next moment and the next moment and the next moment until your faith becomes like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. Have faith in God. Be blessed, everybody.